From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, January 14th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with the experienced CU Vice President of Destination Branding and Development about the CU Mocktail Trail. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Around 1 year ago, members of the Champaign Unit 4 School Board shut down meetings after the group clashed over filling vacant positions. Now, as the board is confronting another vacancy, IPM's Emily Hayes reports the group is working through those lingering tensions.
The divisions aren't fully resolved. A member resigned last month, citing unproductive dynamics on the board. But during a meeting Monday night, the members did agree to seek applicants to fill that spot. Vice President Heather Vasquez says they should take it as an opportunity.
Given the tenor that's gone on this board in the last, for an amount of time I'm embarrassed about, this is a demonstration to the community that we're willing to try to work together.
Whoever the group appoints would only serve until the next election on April 1st. The group plans to reconsider their options at their next meeting based on who applies. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Prosecutors and former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's federal racketeering conspiracy trial confronted him with a previously unheard wiretap. Dave McKinney has more from Chicago.
Prosecutors played a secret FBI recording of Madigan and co-defendant Michael McClain musing at how much ComEd was paying a stable of consultants.
Well, if you remember...
Some of these guys have made out like bandits, Mike.
Oh, my God. For very little work, too.
The feds say the pair secured no-work ComEd gigs for several of Madigan's political friends. The government persuaded the judge to air the tape after Madigan testified last week he'd been angered to learn an ally had a no-show ComEd job. After playing the tape, prosecutor Amar Bachu asked, "That's you laughing, isn't it, sir?" Madigan said, "Yes." Reporting from the Dirksen Federal Courthouse, this is Dave McKinney.
Along with respiratory illnesses, the State Department of Public Health is warning Illinoisans about the rise in norovirus. Dr. Samir Vora leads the department. He tells the 21st show the virus is also known as the stomach flu, and symptoms include nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea.
It's that gastrointestinal illness that can really cause these kinds of uncomfortable GI symptoms and can be really dangerous at times for people who get significantly dehydrated because of this diarrhea and vomiting.
Vora says symptoms tend to develop about 12 to 48 hours after exposure. Norovirus infections typically last 1 to 3 days. The Department of Public Health recommends frequent hand washing and cleaning contaminated surfaces to avoid getting infected. University of Illinois athletes broke several school and facility records over the past weekend. IPM's Colin Highslope has more.
Illinois senior track and field star Takoria Humphrey set the school record for long jump at 6.78 meters this past weekend. The two-time NCAA championship qualifier currently leads the nation this season with her record-setting performance. On Saturday, the Illinois swimming and diving teams lost their Big Ten opener at home against Purdue, but the group broke 5 records at the Activities and Recreation Center on campus. That includes the 100 and 200-meter freestyle by Sydney Stoll and the 200-meter individual medley by Sarah Jass.
Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation about the CU Mocktail Trail with experienced CU. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a few snow flurries and a high of 21 degrees and a west wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 0, a northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 18 degrees, a southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 15 degrees, a southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. And for Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 33 degrees and a west wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, the Los Angeles wildfires, global warming, and the risk in our futures. Plus, people are working to make Illinois a hub for quantum computing. We'll talk about the possibilities and look at what it'll take to bring the technology from theory to reality. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Experience CU is helping people find alcohol-free beverages during Dry January. The organization aims to promote Champaign-Urbana as a destination and generate economic development by highlighting various community businesses and activities. I spoke with Experience CU Vice President of Destination Branding and Development, Terry Riefsteck, about the CU Mocktail Trail.
So we have been putting together some experience passes for the past 2 years now. We launched one earlier on the Asian culinary scene here because we have an incredible range of Asian restaurants here. We did one on public art as well. But one of the things that we really thought would be important would be to showcase the people in our community that have carefully crafted mocktail menus. You know, it's easy for a place to say, I'm going to, you know, not put alcohol in that margarita, right? But people want those very carefully crafted mocktails. And so for Dry January, we want to put a spotlight on those businesses that have really been thoughtful for that. So our team worked on talking to our different restaurants and bars and collecting some of those menus and capturing photos to put in a passport. So people can download that to their phone and then they can go to these different spots and check in. And after a certain number of check-ins, they're eligible to win a $50 gift card to one of those places. So it incentivizes people to go out and support our local restaurants while also discovering a new mocktail.
Where did the idea for the passport come from?
It's a pretty big thing within the tourism industry. A lot of people do taco trails or coffee trails. For us, we really wanted to do things that were really kind of unique to our community. Of course, mocktails, you know, you can find just about anywhere. But I think in our community, we have some very conscientious bars and restaurants that really think about this community and what they're looking for. So for us to put this path together, it was because we wanted to shine a spotlight on those things that really make us a unique destination.
Yeah.
It was the same case with the Asian passport. You know, we have 70 Asian restaurants in Champaign-Urbana alone. We have over 200 pieces of public art. So these are things that are really special and are unique to our community. So when we thought about the ideas of, you know, going forward with these passports, we wanted to do it in a way that was really specific to our community versus sort of that blanket, you know, taco trail, right?
Yeah.
But something that really showcased Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah, when I thought of alcohol-free beverages. I bartended for years and years back at Memphis on Main. And I know that at least beer-wise, pretty much the only offerings we have were, you know, one type of beer or, of course, it'd be juice or something. But I have a couple of friends who don't drink alcohol, but they enjoy the social experience of being in a bar or being in a restaurant. So when I saw that this mocktail happened, I really could only think of maybe one or two bars in the area that specifically highlights or emphasizes that they have alcohol-free beverages. And this is exactly what you're saying. This is something the CU Mocktail with Experience CU having the passport is going to spread the word that there are more than two bars.
That's exactly right. And, you know, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of people that want to take advantage of our nightlife scene, but maybe don't feel like there's options available to them. And for us, promoting the accessibility and welcoming part of our community is really important. And we feel like this passport does that because we have over two dozen businesses listed in this passport, all confirmed with mocktails currently on their menu that are carefully crafted recipes from their bartenders specifically. And so that's really special and kind of shows that they are seeing what this community wants and they are working hard to respond to that. And so, you know, I'm really excited that it will give some people an opportunity to maybe go to a place that they didn't think they could go to before. And you know, we certainly are showcasing it for Dry January, but it will be around for at least the next year. So it's a lifestyle for a lot of people, and we want them to do it all year round.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Dave McKinney, Kulsum Khan, Colin Highslope, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.